This is Build a Personal Brand, written by Naomi Fraser, read for you by Carolyn Park. Introduction. I spent 8 years editing a regional business magazine before I went out on my own. In that time, I sat across from roughly 400 people who had built something, a law practice, a mill workshop, a software company, an architecture firm, and most of them shared one specific frustration. They were good at the work. Often, very good. And almost nobody outside their immediate circle knew it. They watched louder, thinner operators get the press, the speaking gigs, the panel invitations, the magazine covers. They watched people half their age and a quarter their experience build personal brands on social platforms and end up consulted on television about subjects the 400 had been doing for 2 decades. And when the 400 tried to do something about it, the advice they got back was usually some version of post more, be more vulnerable, find your niche, build in public, become a thought leader. Most of them, hearing this, decided they would rather just keep doing the work and hope someone noticed. This book is for those 400, and for the people like them I've worked with in the 12 years since I left the magazine and started consulting on what gets called, often eye-rollingly, personal branding. I should say up front, I don't love the term. It tastes faintly of LinkedIn and of those headshots where everyone is laughing at something off camera. But I haven't found a better one. Reputation comes close, but it's too passive. Profile is too journalistic. Identity is too therapeutic. So we are stuck, for now, with personal brand. And we will use it the way a doctor uses the word rash, as a clinical placeholder for a thing that needs treatment. Regardless of how the patient feels about the word, here is what I want to be clear about before we go any further. A personal brand is not a costume. It is not a logo, not a color palette, not a podcast intro song, not a posting cadence. It is what other people say about you when you aren't in the room. That definition isn't original to me. Jeff Bezos said something close, and Howard Schultz said something closer. But it is the only one I find consistently useful. Everything else is decoration around that core fact. The reason most personal brand advice is bad is that it focuses on the decoration and ignores the core fact. If you become known for being a clever poster but not for doing useful work, you will eventually be exposed and your brand will be worth less than the time you spent building it. I have watched this happen in slow motion to perhaps a dozen people who hired me, ignored my advice, and went and bought a course from a man with a ring light instead. If you do useful work and almost nobody knows about it, you do not have a personal brand problem. You have a distribution problem. The two get conflated constantly, and the conflation is expensive because the cure for one is almost the opposite of the cure for the other. What I'm going to give you in this book is a way to fix the distribution problem without becoming the kind of person you'd cross the street to avoid. There will be no advice to show up authentically. I will use the word authentic approximately 3 more times in this book, and each time will be in scare quotes. There will be no advice to find your why. There will be no exhortations to embrace your inner CEO or hustle harder. There will be a fair amount of advice that sounds, on first hearing, boring. Write something useful. Send it to people who care. Talk to one human being at a time. Get your name on 3 pieces of decent work this quarter. Don't argue with strangers on the internet. Charge more. The boring advice is the advice that works. I've watched it work for a litigation partner in Cleveland named Dana, who in 3 years went from the woman the firm sends to handle the difficult cross-examinations to the lawyer who shows up in the Wall Street Journal every time a particular kind of pharma case breaks. I've watched it work for a structural engineer in Portland named Mehmet, who is now booked 18 months out and routinely turns down work at 3 times his old rate, because he is the engineer that the architects everyone wants to work with want to work with. I've watched it work for a vegetable farmer in upstate New York named Joanna, whose book about soil came out from a small press and put her on a circuit of agricultural conferences that pay her more for one keynote than her farm used to clear in 3 months. None of these people have a podcast. 2 of them have fewer than 3,000 followers on any platform. 1 of them does not own a smartphone made in the last 6 years. What they have instead is a